got that. Okay, we're here with the owner and operator of Howie Felcher Snatch, Howie himself, Michael Curtis. So tell us about your draft position and what your thoughts were going into this draft.
First off, thoughts were Antonio Brown wasn't going to be taken second by dumbass Clayton Reed, so what a fuck up that was for him. So.
The last name. And your draft order was?
I don't know.
Sixth, I believe?
I think sixth, yeah. So yeah. I got Zeke with the first pick. Feel pretty good about that, especially since Dak Prescott's going to suck balls this year, so I'm going to have to rely on him. It's kind of what my thought was going in with all of my running backs, with Jerick McKinnon,
Leonard Fournette
out there in Jacksonville. So as much as part of my take loves Blake Bortles, I think he's going to be super average. So
Couldn't agree more.
It's going to be a pretty dominant player for the Jaguars.
And you got Marlon Mack on the bench too, just in case. Yeah. Just in case that happens.
Yeah.
I mean,
which it could.
Yeah.
Like
I
will.
Andrew Luck has played 19 of the last 45 games.
Yeah.
He gets injured. Maybe Jacoby Brissett. Maybe it comes a run-heavy offense. You're not relying on him, but you've got him there. Everyone else on your bench is a wide receiver. You have only running backs and wide receivers on your bench.
Yeah.
Let's just run through this real quick. You have Ben Roethlisberger there at your quarterback, and then you've got the aforementioned Zeke and Leonard Fournette in the backfield. T.Y. Hilton, Allen Robinson, wide receiving core. Tight end Jordan Reed, one of the first tight ends taken in this draft, I believe after Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham, which we will touch on later. Jerick McKinnon in the flex, Patriots D, good choice, and Robbie Gould as the kicker. And then on the bench, we've got wide receivers Chris Hogan, Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins, Jameson Crowder, Kenny Stills, and Kenny Galladay. So Galladay there in Detroit, he had a few, I think he showed flashes of brilliance last year. Stills with the number one receiver in Miami being gone.
Jarvis Landry
now
obviously got sent up to Cleveland. So Stills may be in line for that first pass catcher.
This is a dangerous team.
I'm just going to jump in because, you know, Mike has proven himself as a winner, obviously taking our first league championship. He's been drinking from the chalice of victory all weekend and rubbing it in our face. But
I'm the original winner, if I'm not mistaken.
The OG, so to speak. I will just say this, though. You know, there's a lot of wide receivers on the bench, and obviously you can only play three with your wide receiver 1-2 in the flex position. So what went into your thought process when it came to taking so many wide receivers? Mike, tell us about it.
Mm-hmm.
Great question, Ben. So I got
Mike, don't hamburger me. Just tell me why you picked so many GD wide receivers.
Well, when you have as good of a running back core as I do, you really need to have the backup at the wide receiver position when that's your weaker spot. So when you're talking about Zeke Elliott, Leonard Fournette, and Jerick McKinnon as your three running backs, you feel pretty good about that. So
especially
you're going to load up on wide receivers after that, because that's what I'm going to need to fall back on, especially with T.Y. Hilton.
Fuck, you got Jerick McKinnon too.
So you're
this is a dangerous team.
Yeah, you're realizing how good I am. That makes me feel good. Except for the rapist up at the quarterback position.
Serviceable, though.
It is, yeah. He's
The game manager of our time.
Yeah,
at that position.
It's one of those things where, you know, I'm kind of like, fuck Roethlisberger.
Him too.
Except for the fact that, you know, if he's on my team, I'm happy about that. So
numbers are numbers.
I'm kind of in a win-win position, because if he sucks, then, yeah, you know what?
Sure.
Rapists don't deserve to succeed, but Urban Meyer's still the head coach at Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
So
and you'll sell your soul for a high price. I mean,
yeah.
Unlike certain others that we might name Bigger Penis Than Ben's, who sell their soul quite cheaply, you have sold your soul for a decent price.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Thanks, Tommy, for entering in and just coughing and just fucking this whole thing up.
Sure. But you have not only, I mean, I think we've been pretty, we we've been licking the balls of this team since we've started. But you're also in the catcher's division, which, as we have previously noted, is the weaker division.
It is, yeah. It definitely is, which I feel like gives me a third leg up, which is exactly what you want in this league. So that's kind of where I like being at this point.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, I think week one, I'm projected to score the third most points in the league. I think I've got a 4-point lead on Art of the Kneel, so he can kind of
great team.
He can lick my balls as well if he wants to. That's
while he wins.
Me. Yeah. So I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like I've got a good team. I've got some good depth with my third running back being at the flex position and a lot of wide receiver depth. You know, it's hard to argue with where I'm at, especially when I let the computer draft my last 4 picks. So
sure.
I'm liking that right
so
now.
So tell us about the intangible of having already been a champion and chugging a White Russian from the crystal. Tell us about the feelings you have in there. What does that say about you as a previous champion of this league and coming in with a solid roster?
Yeah, so it takes a lot of the pressure off of feeling like my asshole is tight. You get it loosened up quite a bit.
You're unclenched.
Like, yeah, you feel like you can fit 3 or 4 fingers in there, which really gives you an advantage when you're trying to draft and using all of your fingers, ideally.
That's a lot of knuckles.
It's a lot of knuckles. It's a lot of stuff going on in there. But, yeah, you really enjoy everything that's happening and feeling like your surroundings are there and everything's going on. And trying to figure out what Ben's doing right now. But that's
bad
radio.
All of
my
us.
Bad. My
Kamish.
Bad.
Yeah,
I
do have – I mean, again,
team
Felter
Snatch.
Felter Snatch, great name. Top 10 name in our league for sure. I obviously express my concerns about heavy wide receiver load here.
We're
Mike's,
still on that. We haven't really graduated
from
the first take.
I mean, Mike's used to taking heavy loads. So another thing I'm just going to point out before we wrap this up.
Please do.
You know, Jordan Reed at the tight end position, he's been hurt a lot over his career. Can you depend on him to play a significant amount of snaps for you this year without going out on the IR, Michael?
Yeah. Well, I know what's typical in fantasy football is everybody relies heavily on their tight end. So waiver wire, worst case scenario, I pick up a second tier tight end, which is about as good as everybody's first tier tight end.
Yeah, name one tight end that's available right now that's going to be good for you.
Yeah, you know why I can't? Because nobody gives a shit about tight ends other than Rob Gronkowski, and when he's picked in the first fucking round, you don't really care.
Actually, I think this group particularly does love a nice tight end. For sure.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and tell us about it.
The one league to rule them all.
We like a nice tight end.
There's hardly anything better than a nice tight end.
Tight end.
But they're Howie Felter Snatch may prove this league wrong about these nice tight ends. So are there any other takes from the owner, Mr. Howie himself, about this league going in, besides about how you're going to lose week one?
Yeah, not really. Feel pretty good about week one. Roethlisberger concerns me if he rapes another chick or dude, whatever he does. So
we're equal opportunity rapists.
Equal opportunity offenders.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Front hole, back hole, front hole.
Yeah, the getting into the playoffs, I feel pretty confident I'm going to get there. So it's a matter of riding who's hot going to the end, and I feel like I can ride whoever I want to at that point. And I'm really going to enjoy how I feel the snatches this season. We'll just say that. So that's what I got for you. Feel pretty good about my team name too. Don't need to change that up anytime soon. Top 10, yeah. I would even say top 8. You know, just to get in there real nice and deep. So
nice top 10 team this year. All right, thank you, Michael, Curtis, Howie, Fletcher, Snatch.
So many knuckles deep, our commish. No matter the mispronunciations, this team is going places. Thank you, Howie.
Who has it gone? Ethan, have you done it yet?
No.
We have
I,